And now, our portraits.
Welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie. The subject of this episode is drummer Sam Woodyard, and he's one of my favorite Ellington drummers. He was born in New Jersey on January 7, 1925. He was largely self-taught, and before he joined Ellington, he was a drummer in small groups. And for the musicians in the house, you'll know that drumming for a big band is different than drumming for a small group. He joined Ellington in 1955, and stayed until 1966. We're going to start with a feature that Ellington wrote for him, and it was recorded at the 1958 Newport Jazz Festival. It's called Hi-Fi Fo-Fum. Sam Woodyard uses a regular jazz drum set, but has two bass drums instead of one, and this is a precedent that was set by his predecessor in the band, Louis Belson. But one of the things that's distinctive about Sam Woodyard is he uses his hands instead of sticks on occasions, and will sometimes use his elbow on the drum to get an African talking drum effect. So Ellington will introduce the feature from the 1958 Newport Jazz Festival.
Thank you. And now, Sam Woodyard, our first chair percussionist, has a new lead-in theme. Hi-Fi Fo-Fum.
Thank you.
Sam Woodyard. Sam Woodyard. Sam Woodyard. Sam Woodyard.
During his career, Ellington would sometimes carry two basses in his band, and every once in a while he would use two drummers. On this 1959 recording, made at Chicago's Blue Note Club, Jimmy Johnson is the second drummer. You should easily be able to hear the differences between him and Sam Woodyard, as Johnson plays in a more conventional style. And this composition is titled Dual Fuel.
Ah, 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 ah.
This next Ellington composition is titled Limbo Jazz. It's from the album that Ellington did with Coleman Hawkins. The soloists are Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone, Ray Nance on trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, and Coleman Hawkins on tenor saxophone. This one has rhythms of the Caribbean, and during Coleman Hawkins' solo, Sam Woodyard switches to his patented shuffle beat, playing mainly on the rims of his drums, and you can also hear him doing the vocal counterpoint during the song. Thank you. I mentioned Sam Woodyard's shuffle beat in the last song. Well, what is a shuffle beat? It's essentially a dotted eighth, 16th note pattern. It's uneven eighth notes if you stretch it a little. And it's very distinctive. You'll hear him play that rhythm throughout in this next song, Theme from the Asphalt Jungle. The Asphalt Jungle was the short-lived 1961 television show that Ellington did the theme music for. Ellington is the only soloist on this, and you can also hear him clapping along with the band. He's enjoying himself a whole lot on this one.
We'll be right back.
Bonga is one of those songs that you couldn't imagine anyone else playing. It could only come from the pen of Duke Ellington. A lot of the elements of Ellington are used on this one. You hear the plunger brass, clarinet, and also collective improvisation. And it's also a blues. Unless you stop to think about it, you probably wouldn't guess that right away. You only hear Ellington's piano in the first chorus. He's probably directing during the rest of the performance. So the rhythm section, the rest of the rhythm section, which is Ernie Shepherd on bass and Sam Woodyard on drums, has to really work hard on this one. But as you listen to this, notice the colors that Sam Woodyard brings to the piece. Something to point out, which we've pointed out before, is that Ellington nor Strayhorn wrote drum parts. They left it up to the imagination of their drummer. The soloists are Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, and Cootie Williams on trumpet. Sam Woodyard wasn't just an exotic colorist as a drummer. He could also drive the band hard on up-tempo numbers. This one is called Stomping at the Savoy, and it was introduced by another drummer in the 1930s, the great Chick Webb. The solos here are Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, Roy Burrows on trumpet, Harry Carney on baritone saxophone, Paul Gonzalez on tenor saxophone, and the last soloist is Russell Procope on alto saxophone.
Thank you.
La Plus Belle Africaine was recorded live in France in 1966. Ellington will introduce the piece and tell you who the soloists are. But concentrate on Sam Woodyard's playing on this one. You'll hear him using his hands on the drums, clapping, providing vocal counterpoint, and just using the sticks. Sometimes he did that too.
Last January, we premiered a new work of ours on our concert tour in anticipation of our visit to Dakar, Senegal, Africa, the first international Negro art festival. The title of this number is La Plus Belle Africaine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jimmy Hamilton, clarinet. Harry Connie, baritone sax. John Lamb, the bass. Sam Woodyard, the drums. When Sam Woodyard did his emotional effects, the natives were restless.
Sam Woodyard spent his last years living in Paris, France. In July of 1988, he recorded with another expatriate, soprano saxophonist Steve Lacy. At that session, they recorded Ellington's Virgin Jungle, and towards the end of the piece, you can hear Sam Woodyard solo, along with Steve Lacy's regular drummer, Oliver Johnson. Sam Woodyard died of cancer less than 3 months after that recording. He was only 63 years old. I'd like to remind you that you can find the complete information as far as personnels and recording dates and record labels for these recordings on our website at ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And on our webpage, you'll see a couple of videos showing Sam in action. I hope you're all staying safe during this pandemic. I hope you are finding ways to cope with it. Music is certainly one way. It's tough out there, but we'll make it. Thanks for listening. My name is Steve Bowie. And as I always like to say about Ellingtonia, it's something you ought to know.